Okay, good afternoon. This is a meeting of the Board of License Commissioners, Tuesday, November 19th. It's 3:03 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, Basement Conference Room. Before you are the Commissioners, Chair Nicole Moradi Ferrer and Gerard Mahoney. Please be advised, this meeting is being audio recorded. You've already been told about the doorway. If you're not participating in a hearing, please don't talk in this room. It makes it very difficult for us to hear you. Any attorneys, please fill out a notice of appearance form. And when a matter is called, anyone who will be testifying, please come up. First matter, disciplinary matter, Sabon Market and Liquors. For allegations of sale or service and or furnishing alcohol to a minor. Anyone who's going to testify, please raise your right hand. You swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. You may take a seat. Thank you. Good afternoon. Could you please state your names and spell your last names for the record?
George Sanakis, S-A-K-I-S.
Thank you.
Tyler Bubenik, B-U-B-E-N-I-K, licensing investigator with the City of Cambridge License Commission.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Bubenik.
While performing a field investigation, an underage individual working with the Cambridge License Commission was able to procure a six-pack of beer on August 29, 2019 at 3:45 p.m. at Sabon Market and Liquors, located at 1436 Massachusetts Avenue. I picked up the underage operative from the Cambridge Police Department on the afternoon of August 29th. I collected all items from the individual so that there was nothing on their person and gave them one marked $20 bill. We reviewed the License Commission's compliance check guidelines, and the individual signed the agreement of participation, waiver of liability, and guidelines. The underage individual entered the establishment as I waited outside. I was able to see them leave the premise with a six-pack of beer. Once the operative left the establishment, Officer Zito and I retrieved the six-pack and change. I also asked if the cashier who had sold them the six-pack had asked for identification, and the individual informed me that they had not. I returned the six-pack and change, informed the cashier that they had sold a six-pack to an underage person, and requested my marked $20 bill back, which they returned. I then filled out inspection form number 1071, which was signed, and a copy was left with the establishment.
Thank you. Mr. Bubenik, I noticed that Mr. Sarkis was the one that signed the inspection form. Did he identify himself as the clerk?
He was behind the counter. I don't recall whether or not he made the sale.
Yes, I did.
Go ahead, Mr. Sarkis. You can state your case.
What he said is correct. I sold the guy. We were closed for 2 months. I just reopened 3 days before the incident. I had two of my employees on vacation. I normally don't work the cash register. I'm the owner. I saw the guy coming in. I have his pictures. I looked him in the eyes as he walked in and as he walked out, and I sold him the six-pack. He looked like he's old enough to buy a six-pack. It's unfortunate that I did it, but I'm responsible for what I did. And as I said, I've never worked the cash register in 15 years, maybe. But to me, I have his pictures. He looked like he was old enough to buy.
Do you want to hand that over to us?
Sure. Excellent. You can go back and forth.
Mr. Bubenik, this is the same operative as in the other matters?
That appears to be them, yeah.
This is the gentleman?
That's the guy. The guy looks to be at least 25 years old to me.
And when you made the sale, he had no hat on?
No, that's how it is.
So no hat, no sunglasses, no facial hair, nothing obstructing his face?
No, but he obviously looks 25.
Any questions?
No.
For the record, they have been in operation since 2009 with no disciplinary history or issues. I think the operative does not look 25 to me. He has a baby face, and again, this is one of those situations where they don't even ask for identification. I think the public safety issue here is huge. This is right in front of Harvard. There's a significant number of undergrads that are minors, and Harvard Square gets visited by minors often, high school students and everything. So as with all other cases that we've heard like this, I would say violation 2 days.
Concur.
You'll receive a statement of reasons with information and also a field guide. Thank you. If you haven't yet submitted your renewal, please do so.
Yeah, I'm doing it tonight.
Application, Abdinasir Ahmed for Cambridge Hackney driver's license.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your name and your last name and spell both of them for the record?
Yes. First name, Abdinasir Ahmed. A-B-G-I-N-A-S-I-R.
Okay.
Last name, I have A-H-M-E-D.
Thank you. And you were a taxi driver in Medford, is that correct?
Yes.
Are you still a taxi driver in Medford?
Yes.
And has your Medford taxi driver's license ever been suspended?
No.
Okay. Any disciplinary issues in Medford?
No.
Has your Massachusetts driver's license ever been suspended?
No.
Okay. Do you currently have a lease agreement here in Cambridge or looking?
I'm trying to buy medallion.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. Eligible to grant?
Granted.
Officer Zito will meet with you shortly and give you all the information that you need if you just stick around for a little bit. Thank you.
Okay.
Application, Tesfe Belichu for a limousine license. Tesfe?
Second call.
Application DW Propco JK LLC has applied for a garage and flammables license for 336 parking spaces.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your names and spell your last names for the record?
Jordan Center, S-E-N-E-R-T-H.
S-E-N-E-R-T-H. Thank you.
Michael DeLuga, D-E-L-U-G-A.
Thank you. And then this is for 336 parking spaces for fee, correct?
Yes.
And the 1320 fuel, is that heater oil and?
It's generator diesel fuel.
And this building, is this tenant building only?
It's a commercial lab office, yes.
Okay. And do you know if you're going to be renting to other people that are going to be storing flammables?
Some of the tenants will. They have not taken occupancy yet, so we don't have a list of their flammables at this point.
Okay, so when they do...
We will amend our license.
Yep, and so we'll need the flammables also for them, and every renewal you'll need to submit them. They'll
correct.
Give them to you, and then it'll just go... I do note that you already gave us the flammable material permit for this one, though. Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, I would vote to grant and just make a correction that the flammables are not for direct consumption, so this is a lease. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You'll finish the process through the viewpoint.
Okay.
You'll get notices. Thank you.
Application, the residences at Alewife Station, LLP, garage and flammables license. 1 at 201 Concord Turnpike, 1 at 203 Concord Turnpike.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Could you please state your names and spell your last names for the record?
Michael Wynkoop, W-Y-N-K-O-O-P.
W-Y-N-K-O-O-P. Thank you.
I'm Al Ziedens, Z-I-E-D-I-N-S.
And Alan, one L's, two L's?
It's actually short for Alberts.
Okay. Thank you. So we're taking what you called both of them, correct?
Yes.
I saw on the plot plan that you have the 80, the 119, but there's one in the middle for 14. What's that?
Yes, that should be part of the application for building number 203. I had made a mistake on the application leaving those 14 spaces out. So we were going to offer to amend our application.
So it should be, what, 133 spaces?
Yes.
And then I did notice that fire signed off and they mentioned a flammable material permit, but it wasn't uploaded. So if you can upload both of those.
Okay.
Because yep. I did see it. Do you know if the 14 are in the flammable material permit? Or did you miss it there as well?
The 14 are, can you ask
the
that?
The 14 parkings.
Oh, I think I got it in that one, but I'll double check.
Okay, double check, because if not, you'll have to amend the flammable material permit as well. And then, no other flammables?
No, not at this time.
Okay, and all the parking spaces are for fees? Okay. Question. Right. Anyone in favor of these petitions? Anyone in opposition to these petitions? Okay, I would vote to grant. And 55765, which is listed incorrectly on the agenda, which is number 6 for the 119 plus the 14 spaces.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you need copies of our registered mail or certified mail?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Application to transfer the all alcoholic beverages package store license held by Surya Vinayak at doing business at City Liquors, 620 Cambridge Street.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state your names and spell your last names for the record?
Sure. Attorney John Moradian, MOORADIAN, Democus Law Offices.
Thank you.
Krupa Patel, PATEL.
Thank you. Go ahead, Counselor.
Sure. So we are here this afternoon to request approval of transfer of the all alcohol package store license at issued to Surya Vinayak Inc., which are in that name, at 620 Cambridge Street. It's a 61 City Liquor LLC. I'm seeking approval of a Krupa Patel here as manager of record in applying for approval of the pledge of the license and inventory of South Shore Bank as they are financing the transaction. It's going to be the same operation, just essentially no changes to the layout, no changes to the structure of the premises. The hours are standard for package store hours, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday or Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 11 on Sundays. Krupa is here, will be the manager of record. She anticipates having 2 to 3 more employees. She is TIP certified. And I have recommended that they do consider installing a point-of-sale ID scanner system to assist in underage alcohol sales and combat that.
Thank you. And Ms. Patel, do you have any experience in the industry?
From just family friends and family-owned stores, yeah.
So this is your first one?
Yes.
And then, do you have a signed pledge agreement yet or not?
So it's all contingent upon both
approval.
Your approval, ABCC. I did present a draft one in the application.
I did see it.
And I did mistakenly give you the wrong DOR certificate. I just emailed that to...
we got it. It's in the file. Thank you. And then the pledge is to the bank, correct?
Yep, South Shore Bank.
Okay. I was a little confused in the PNS about the dollar consideration. Was that just to sign the PNS and then, because then we went into a significant...
Went into a significant amount, so the bank is now taking hold of it.
All right. All right. And then in terms of changes to the operation, the only change is that the current store has a 12 p.m. on Sunday, and so you're seeking to open at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Ms. Patel, are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, DABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
Do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, with that, I would vote to grant.
Yeah.
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Application to transfer the common victual all alcohol license held by Helmond Boston to the Helmond Cambridge. Same location.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
One second. Sorry. Miss Lint, too fast on.
Sorry.
On this one, give us 1 second. Just with regard to the previous one for City Liquors, I would just like on the record, because it wasn't on the on the agenda, that we also did approve the pledge. Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Megan Smith with McDermott Quilty and Miller, 28 State Street in Boston. Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
And Megan with an H or without the H?
Oh boy. M-E-A-G-H-E-N.
Thank you.
Ali Tuki, A-L-I. Last name T-O-K-H-I.
H-I?
H-I.
Thank you.
Zarmina Toki.
And how do I spell your first name?
Z-A-R-M-I-N-A.
Okay, thank you. And actually, this is an application for a new license, not a transfer, but it's everything Helmond did with everything else the same as on the agenda, correct?
Yes.
Go ahead, Ms. Smith.
So with me today are Ali and Zarmina. They are the proposed owners of the licensee entity, Helmond Cambridge, Inc. Al is actually also the proposed manager of record. So they're seeking the new license for a restaurant to be operated at 143 First Street. The name and concept will remain the same. However, under Al's new ownership, there will be some updates to the traditional recipes and dishes. No construction will be done to the premises. There will be some minor cosmetic upgrades just to kind of, you know, enhance the existing structure. But nothing that would expand upon the footprint or increase the size of the premises. We're seeking to keep the same hours of operation, 10:30 to 10 on weekdays, 10:30 to 11 on weekends, more or less. Al's been in the restaurant business since 1989, working his way from the front of house to management to now owner. This would be his second restaurant in the area. He owns another location in Boston known as Viva Burrito, which also serves alcohol on premises. He actually also used to work at this restaurant many years ago as a assistant manager, and he has obtained his 21-proof ETIP certification and will ensure all employees involved in the service of alcohol are also certified as well. With that, we welcome the questions the commissioners may have.
And no issues at Viva Burrito in Boston?
No issue.
And are you up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
And you understand that we expect you to stay up to date?
Yes.
Ms. Smith, do you have new forms current?
I do. I have a new corporate vote, new ABCC forms, our abutter notifications, and then my attorney form as well.
Thank you. Do you have any questions, anyone?
No.
Right. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
applications, Sapporo Japanese Steakhouse LLC, doing business as Sapporo Japanese Steakhouse, Steakhouse 174 L Whitebrook Parkway, for a new common victualler, all alcoholic beverages and entertainment license.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your names and spell your last names for the record?
Lina Song, L-I-N-A-S-O-N-G. I'm the daughter, here to help out with my mom.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Guihua Zhen, C-U-I-A-C-U-A-Z-H-E-N-G.
Thank you very much. And this is for a new common victualler, all alcohol. Can you tell us a little bit about Sapporo Japanese Steakhouse?
Yes. Hello everyone, my name is Guihua Zhen. I joined the food industry since 2007 as a sushi chef, and then transitioned to store manager for Japanese Steakhouse for over 7 years. Our restaurant Sapporo will be a modernly designed Japanese Steakhouse. This location was previously a food service, and now we will be the only restaurant for fresh pomo. For the past couple of months, we received many support through conversation as well as letters, supporting letters attached. Because of lack of full service dining and a liquor bar choice in the area, competitive analysis are not attached. There are over 5,000 newly developed development apartments and over 2 million square feet of developed office for an estimated over 26,000 people, not to include the current residents, around 90,000 people within 1 mile. I understand the liquor license comes with a high responsibility. Therefore, I have completed a MA certified TIPS training certification attached. We always take alcohol-related matters very serious. During my management, I will require every bartender, manager, and most servers to complete a TIPS training. I will purchase TIPS training books to put in the bar every day. I will require my service staff to check everyone for ID, for who wants drinks, not based on judgment, old or not. We are excited to be here today. We would be honored to have your support, and we look forward to start contributing to Cambridge.
Thank you
very much.
Very good, thank you.
I hope.
Fine. This will be your first?
First in Massachusetts.
Yeah, here.
First in Massachusetts?
Yeah. Previously it was Indiana, Kentucky, but
okay.
She already sold out the the partnership there. So this is the first.
Yeah, here in July. Yeah.
Are you going to, I know that you started as a sushi chef, are you also going to be working as a chef or just?
No,
right now it's a bar manager.
My dad is a chef though, he's sitting back there.
Yeah.
He knows all about cooking, so he will be in the restaurant.
That sounds like a good family business.
Thank you.
And then, is this going into the, which space, the Petco space, or the one?
Previously Panera.
Panera, okay,
yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I see you gave us your tip. So based on your tips, I would assume you're up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
And you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules and regulations?
Yes. Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. I do note for the record that you're giving us a few letters of support, like the Cambridge Commerce. Quote from certain people in Cambridge Local First. Quite the upgrade from Panera.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then I did see that that ISD signed off on the number of seats and everything.
We did the whole parking analysis before applying to make sure that we're okay with the seats.
Okay.
And what is your timeline for opening?
Timeline, we're hoping for May, April, May-ish next year.
And then the TVs all at the bar? Bless you.
Oh, the TV. So right now we're planning two TV on the bar for sports.
Okay.
There's one TV in the party room for meeting events.
Okay.
So that's what we're planning on.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, I would vote to grant. Granted.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Application BL 27 Brattle Mass doing businesses Bluestone Lane at 27 Brattle Street. Has holder of common victualer license has applied to add all alcoholic beverages.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state and spell your names for the record? License, please.
I'm attorney David Rubin for BL Bluestone DBA.
Thank you.
Here's my
notice
of appearance.
R-U-B-I-N?
Yes, R-U-B-I-N.
Thank you.
Hi there, I'm Harry Callion. I'm the general counsel of Bluestone Lane. I submitted a notice of appearance as well. Do you need me to spell your name?
Okay.
H-A-R-I, last name's K-A-L-Y-A-N.
Thank you.
Tommy Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N, and I'm the operator.
All right, and I know that we heard you guys before, and you had originally filed for the alcohol with your application, but then you wanted to open soon, so we started with the CV, and now you're just circling back to the alcohol, yes?
That's correct.
Okay. You look like you wanted to say something, counselor. Go ahead.
No, you stole my thunder, Ms. Commissioner.
Okay.
Yeah. As the application indicates, my clients are applying for an all-alcohol license. This is an amendment to the CV license that has already been granted by the commission. Attorney Halen can tell you more than I can, but they've operated and continue to operate restaurants in the New York City area, upstate New York. There's one in Washington, D.C., and there's whole bunch of them on the West Coast, and now they're very pleased to get into the greater Boston area with the restaurant at opening at 27 Brattle Street, which opened just a couple weeks ago to serve food only, and now...
I remember, I stayed late to issue the license, yes.
Thank you. We appreciate that. So the next step is to obtain an all-alcohol license.
Okay. And just for the record, because I know you presented this to us about when we first heard the application, but can you remind us a little bit about this license and the need for the addition of the alcohol?
Sure. So again, I'm Harry Callion. I'm the general counsel of Bluestone Lane. Tommy is our operations manager for the Boston area. He's overseeing the store, and he's the responsible party, the licensed manager. We have about 50 locations across the country. We're based in New York City. We have 24 in New York. As David said, we operate in D.C. We actually have 8 locations in D.C. We have, I believe, 14 on the West Coast, San Francisco, Los Altos, which is in Silicon Valley, Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, Studio City, Los Angeles, West Hollywood, Philadelphia, Hoboken, Jersey City, and now we're entering the Boston area. I believe we have 14 liquor licenses across the country. We have, I believe, 7 full liquor licenses, and the other beer and wine. We alcohol is a very small part of our business. It's about 3-4% of our sales. It's an amenity for brunch and for, you know, early dinner service, that kind of stuff. We have early closing hours. And again, this is an Australian cafe concept. So I think I said this in our first appearance, but I'll say it again to provide context. We introduced the avocado toast to the United States, and obviously that's a very popular item, but that started with Goose and Lane, and that's a historical fact. We also introduced the flat white to the United States.
The what?
The flat white.
I'm sorry, what is
it? Flat white is like a cortado.
Okay.
Which Starbucks has a flat white now, and their menu is stolen from us. So that's the context of what we do. That's the application.
Okay. And Mr. Whelan, have you been a liquor manager before?
Sure. Certainly. I've been in this industry for about 20 years here in the area. Most recently, I was the operations director for Anthony's Cold Park Pizza, and I had 5 different licenses here in Massachusetts. I don't have any blemishes, any violations of any kind during that time.
And I believe you updated your tips, or did I not see that?
I did.
You did, right?
Yeah, just this past spring.
So you are up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol.
100%.
And you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules and regulations.
I do.
Okay. Now, the floor plan. Do we have the final floor plan with all of the architect's numbers and everything?
I have a copy here.
Because the day that we issued, I remember it was like 1,000 feet wide and whatever, so I need one that I can actually upload. And I think we changed the numbers a little bit from your application, including this one based on that plan, but I just want to confirm that we have the numbers right.
Right. This is the final plan here. Just to be clear, this is the approved plan. And the measurements are on here, and this is what was submitted to ABCC as well. I'm sure it's council first, and then we can submit it.
Is it somewhere here?
Yep. Thank you. And just to be clear, at the top of the stairs there, that's not a bar, that's just a counter.
Yes, the plan, but where's the page with the architect's numbers for the sitting and the standing? Because that's what I need, because I know that we worked off of your humongous construction plan, that's the final plan for the CV.
You know what? That plan with those numbers, that was submitted by our new store when we were in the last 11th hour getting the, could we do this? He has those plans electronically. We'll email them to your office.
That would be perfect.
Okay.
Because they're also needed to finalize the CV for this year.
Yes, yes. And we're getting that inspection letter for 2020.
And the COI, did you finally square that away with ISD? Because I know that they approved, but you actually need the COI.
The certificate of inspection.
Yeah.
Right. They're drafting that and certifying that for 2020 right now. So
okay.
We'll submit that, but we are aware of that and working on that.
Okay.
Which space did you go into? You know, was it previously?
It was called
Crema Cafe.
Crema Cafe.
Crema. Okay.
I'd like to add, we've had a great response in the Cambridge area. They've been. The community has been very welcoming, so and responding well to us, I think. So.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Denise Jolson, JILLSON, Executive Director for the Harvard School Business Association, and we are here to lend our support for this petition. I'm very pleased that Bluestone has opened, particularly as that was dark for a very long time since Crema left. And, pleased about this application, particularly because, you know, Brattle Square Floors closes at 7 o'clock. Manila closes early. Hidden Sweets is still unoccupied. So to have, you know, activity in the cafe, you know, a little bit later, have the opportunity to have people go in and have dinner and have a drink, I think just that activity on the plaza is really a game changer for us. So the other thing is that we know Tommy. We've known Tommy for a long time. He was, you know, the manager at Finale when they were over on the corner of Dunster in Mount Auburn for many years. So he's been an active participant with the HSBA and, you know, participated in our events. And actually, the concierge event that we do came out of a suggestion from the Finale manager. So we have great history with them and look forward to working with Tommy and his crew. And again, just hope that you vote favorably and look forward to working with them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else in support? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. With that said, I would vote to grant pending submission of the floor plan, final floor plan with the numbers so that we can square away the numbers, but obviously forward to the ABCC. We don't need the numbers for the ABCC, just the floor plan, which we have.
I concur.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Do the admin. I knew you and I couldn't do it.
Thank you.
Well, the admin or the second call?
No, we'll do the admin. There's no one here. There's
no one here.
We'll do the second call.
Thank you.
Kathleen McCanny, on behalf of Sunoco Retail at 266 Mass Ave, added 2,000 gallons of fuel storage for a total of 20,000 gallons.
Granted, they submitted the flammable material permit.
Charlie Christopher, on behalf of Golden Toad, applied to Ed1 TV to their license for the second floor.
Granted.
Delio Susi, for Solmona Restaurant at 608 Main Street to change their closing hours Saturday.
Nope, opening hours.
Sorry. To open at 10:30 a.m. instead of 11.
Granted.
Bill Wilbur, special noise variance November 29th through 30th for a crane pick at 350 Water Street.
Granted. Sunday work permit required. DPW has suggested this one to be approved.
Phil Murphy, special noise variance November 20th through 21st.
Granted.
Phil Murphy, special noise variance, splicing different location than the prior.
Granted.
Edward Breed, on behalf of Skanska, special noise variance Saturdays only. Crane and excavator, 38 Fish and Allen Drive.
Granted, based on the pre-sixa.
I'm sorry, based on what?
Just crane pick and crane, the taking down and the putting up and all that jazz.
Consideration of renewals filed and completed to date.
So we have three lists here, one including common victualer, alcohol, and or entertainment license. I would vote to acknowledge as received and issue all those that are complete except those scheduled for consideration of renewal.
Okay.
With regard to the inholder lodging house, we also have the ones that are with and without alcohol, so acknowledge as received and issue those that are ready to be issued complete and not scheduled for consideration of renewal.
Concur.
And we have the used car dealer, also acknowledge as received and issue if everything's in.
Concur.
Michael Feeney, on behalf of Bon Me Foods, applied to extend their hours on December 7th. From 11 p.m. from 9 p.m.
Granted, this is for a private wedding reception.
Klein and Sanders, Cabby's Cab has purchased Medallion 116.
Acknowledged.
Justin Pronovost, Curio Coffee, applied to extend their food and entertainment hours to 12 a.m. to coordinate with their alcohol hours.
Granted.
Wendy's, Jeff Sharofsky, mm-hmm. Entertainment license, Cambridge Fringe and Latin.
Granted.
Paul Clark, Malt and Wine with Entertainment, 63 Sydney.
Granted, police detail required.
Jason Alves, Entertainment, Hawker Peddler license.
Granted us to go.
Liza Shirazi, Revival Cafe for a malt and wine license.
No, this is not for a malt and wine license. This is for an entertainment only because they already have an annual alcohol license. And then the maximum number of people that will be allowed is, as is listed on their current license, which is 65, granted for entertainment.
Magdalena Sarwick, and Wine with Entertainment, Lehman Hall.
Granted hours 8 p.m. to 12:30 per your HUPD sign-off and police detail required.
Shannon Canavan, Cambridge Port PTO, has applied for a one-day Hawker Peddler at Senate Park.
Granted with the condition that the point of sale location is as is written on the DPW sidewalk obstruction permit.
Jennifer Sir, on behalf of Rebel Inc., Hawker Peddler license, December 12th through 29th.
Granted.
Christine Alfiero, one-day Hawker Peddler license at Sacred Heart Church.
These are now out of order, so give me a second. Granted.
Linda Zhao has three.
Can you just give me the numbers? It'll be easier to
60341.
Find. That's for a one-day alcohol and entertainment. Granted, police detail required.
59450.
Also alcohol and entertainment. Granted.
60561.
And this is for Hawker Peddler. Granted.
The late additions, Ruffle Marshall on behalf of Longy for a one-day wine license for reception.
Okay. This gentleman has a number of answers. He first said that it was open to the public, but then it was closed. But then he's like, yes, it's open to the public, but they pay a fee, even though the application says no. And then he said he's a middleman and someone else should be contacted.
I would.
The event's on December 4th.
I would deny it until they make a clear reapplication.
Okay, so denied. Have them resubmit with everything. Resubmit with clear answers.
Nadia Spellman on behalf of Dumpling Daughter, one day malt and wine for a meeting.
Granted.
Christina Fierro, so that went on twice, that's why it was out of order, so skip that one on this list.
Yeah.
Justin Yu, one day entertainment license.
Granted pending submission of letter of permission and contingent upon any conditions therein.
Tamara Allen DeMartinez on behalf of Kokiri is requesting to open for breakfast on Saturdays once construction starts at the courthouse.
Granted, she basically wants the Saturday same hour, 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., granted.
But it's not going to take effect until construction starts?
No, she wants it. She submitted it with her renewal application, and so we told her it was a change she couldn't submit with the renewal, that she has to submit a change to existing license form, and she's just expressing why she's changing the Saturday hour.
Special noise variance, Joe Toomey, November 30th, December 1st, for crane dismantling at Vassar Street.
I have John Merchant.
Walsh Brothers?
Yeah, Walsh Brothers at 210, I mean at 189
Vassar.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Granted, they must obtain a Sunday work permit.
Jen Fields, on behalf of HK Food Group, has applied to change their opening hour for Waypoint on Saturday and Sunday to 10 a.m. from 10:30 a.m.
Granted.
William Tuig, on behalf of Northeast Recycling LLC, for a new disposal solid waste hauler license. They're going to owe the fee.
They also, I would grant pending submission of the application through Viewpoint, because this is a paper application and we are already in Viewpoint for this type
is
of
Is that
license.
When is? I wasn't sure if
yes.
It was or it wasn't.
And that way we can confirm. So I would say pending submission.
Okay. And then we have second caller. And they are not here.
Second call for
Tespay Belichu.
Yeah. I think this is like the second time. Who's coordinating this with them?
This is a different person than the one that didn't show up the last time.
Okay. I feel like he's been on the agenda more than one, but I may be wrong. Either way, no action. Second call being at 3:50. And no show. All right, that's it.